protections for its neighbor. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansans are seeing the first of two rounds of expected snowfall this weekend as a winter storm sweeps across the state. The first round of the storm moved through the state last night with continued snowfall this morning. The National Weather Service is forecasting a second round of snow late this afternoon and into early tomorrow morning, with predicted snowfall accumulations of between 2 and 6 inches. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for almost the entire state. It remains in effect until 6 p.m. for most of the KPR listening area. In addition, a cold weather advisory is in effect, with high temperatures today only in the single digits and wind chill values well below zero, and in some places as low as 15 below zero. That means frostbite can affect people in as little as 30 minutes, so be sure to bundle up when outside. Meanwhile, a winter weather advisory is in effect for the northernmost and westernmost counties of Kansas. Most roads across the state are snow-covered this morning. The Kansas Department of Transportation is urging motorists to stay home if possible. If you need to go out, check road and highway conditions at candrive.com or by calling 511. CanDrive is currently showing most Kansas highways partially to completely covered with snow and ice. The winter weather is affecting air travel as well. FlightAware.com reports 24 flights in and out of Kansas City International Airport have been canceled so far today.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Again, a winter storm warning is in effect for pretty much the entire KPR listening area, as well as a cold weather advisory. High temperatures today only around 6 degrees. It's currently 2 degrees in Lawrence. The wind chill feels like 8 below. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the United Nations now recognizes yodeling as part of the world's intangible cultural heritage. Yes, yodeling. Coming up, Scott Simon tries his hand at yodeling. That and much more ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Very cold temperatures right now. It's 0 degrees in Atchison, 1 degree in Emporia, 0 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. A powerful winter storm is...
We drop by a Mahjong game to find out why on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Weekend Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we'll have Canadian actor Kevin O'Leary, star of Shark Tank and Marty Supreme. He stops by to play Not My Job. That's coming up on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Very cold temperatures today with highs only around 6 degrees above. We are currently in that first band of snowfall. We're expecting a second one later today, an 80% chance of snow tonight with total snow accumulation of 4 to 6 inches. It's currently 0 degrees in Atchison, 1 degree in Emporia with a wind chill factor of 15 below. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And
from the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210ZR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz. It's a great day to stay indoors, stay home, and listen to your radio. It's bitterly cold outside. We've got a winter storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening for most of the KPR listening area. A cold weather advisory also in effect. We're expecting highs today only around 6 above. It's 0 in Atchison, 1 degree in Emporia, 2 degrees in Lawrence, 1 degree in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. America is, as the president likes to say, the hottest country in the world right now, which might explain why this week the nations of Europe tossed it from hand to hand and then threw it back. We'll ask about this pushback across the ocean, plus Kevin O'Leary, who lectures entrepreneurs on Shark Tank and spanks Timothy Chalamet in Marty Supreme, joins us later. And Bill Curtis tries his hand at a diss track.
Like a bovine Einstein.
We'll ask who is really smarter than the average mammal on this week's quiz, coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Travel disruptions are already in gear amid a major winter storm system. U.S. airlines have canceled almost 10,000 flights. Snow and
Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for pretty much the entire KPR listening area, but except for the northernmost tier of counties. Cold temperatures today, highs around 6 degrees.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
Guitars galore this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge when we hear from Guitar Elation. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Hope you'll join me for an hour of Kansas City jazz. live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week today and tomorrow. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, is online at explorelawrence.com. A reminder that we are under a winter storm warning until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening for most of the KPR listening area. Very cold temperatures today with highs only around 6 above. It's 0 in Atchison, 4 degrees in Chanute, 1 degree in Emporia, 2 degrees in Lawrence with a wind chill factor of 8 below. Stay safe out there.
Support for NPR comes from
Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
And if you're joining us this morning on KPR2, tune in for BBC World Service this evening. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Tommy Johnson and friends for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. Friday. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com. Cold temperatures in store, a reminder that we're under a winter storm warning and a cold weather advisory. It's 1 degree in Emporia, 2 degrees in Kansas City.
NPR comes from NPR stations and Charlotte.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Woods Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Trouting, Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour. The time is 11 o'clock. It's 4 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You know how in the movie...
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. From car insurance quotes to buying, Progressive Insurance offers a variety of ways to stay protected. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-843. Tree. We've got more Moth Radio Hour coming up, and then stay with us this afternoon for Classics by Request with Destiny, the show where you pick the playlist. This week we'll hear some PDQ Bach and some music requested thanks to Louis Croissant, Destiny's famous cat. That's from 1 to 4, Classics by Request on KPR.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio. Support for the Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Here at KPR, we have just one job, to serve you, our listeners, with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Consider becoming a member listener at support.kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Duke Levine, and Catalyst. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, try a little tenderness. Radical approaches to solving problems. That's just a minute away on This American Life on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online and at kaisercummings.com. Mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th. That's when you're invited to our 30th anniversary party for the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's a big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred. Check out the entire schedule of events and get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence. Still more snow today, cold temperatures with highs only around 6 degrees. We're under a winter storm warning and a cold weather advisory. With temperatures only in the single digits, it is brutally cold out there. Be careful. It's 4 degrees in Lawrence, 3 degrees in Atchison, 4 degrees and snowing in Emporia, where the wind chill factor feels like 13 below. 3 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
May 6 years old, in first grade.